You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back with Beach and Company. Taste of Buffalo canceled. Mark that down. The governor will be on at 11:30 today from Rochester. Now, I don't know where from Rochester, so I'm not going to say. Not that it matters. He will be here at 11:30 in Rochester. Also, we got a text. Somebody said they were a little confused. They thought we were ABC, and I said we're CBS. No, we and Entercom and CBS joined forces. It is now one company, and it's called Entercom, okay? We carry ABC News, because we were ABC News before the blend of CBS and Entercom, and we decided to just leave that. So that's what we have. So we have ABC News, but we are a CBS station. And Radio.com is jump in anytime you want, guys.
Apps?
App. Is that what it's called? It's just an app?
I would assume so. That's an app, like, right?
The Radio.com app is a website with all the stations and the app, yes.
It's a mega app.
It's a mega app.
Big app. And you know the fun about it? Like, I was listening to BEN this morning on our app. I love hearing commercials about Pittsburgh. And I'm thinking, boy, our sales department's really on the go. Here they are, kind of semi-sidelined, doing the best they can under the circumstances. And they got a client on from Pittsburgh. And then another, that was a Pittsburgh lawyer, okay? And I knew I never heard of that law firm. I'm thinking, well, maybe it's somebody new. But then the next one was for a real estate company, which was in Pittsburgh. So I finally caught on, being the sharp guy that I am. And so if I ever want to visit Pittsburgh, I know where I can do some business. Meanwhile, let's go not to Pittsburgh, but let's go to New Mexico. Sunny New Mexico and Sunny Fred on line one. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fred.
It was sunny today.
Yeah? Good.
We're going to get rain for a change.
Oh, we're going to get a little bit of rain for 2 days and then sunny.
Oh, well, that'll be good. At least you get some sun.
Give me your thoughts on what we're talking about. Would you prefer to work at home? Will there be fans in the stands? Would you go, and if when? And would you get a vaccine if there was one?
As far as working at home goes, my job was, and I loved it, dealt with very expensive equipment that I couldn't afford, and I wouldn't house it in a standard house. The roofs are too short.
Wow! What did you have? Is this top secret?
No, it was electron microscope.
Oh, get out. I have one. It's in the other room. No, I don't.
Yeah.
You must be a pretty smart guy if you have an electron microscope.
Yeah, I dealt with the electron microscopy all my life. I had a transmission scope, a scanning scope, an ion microscope. And every one of them cost well over $1 million.
Oh, my goodness.
And so you know, it's not the sort of thing that
you put it in your living room. That's right. That's good. That's good. Are you still working, or have you retired, or what's your situation?
Almost 25 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But you like living in New Mexico? Have you always lived in New Mexico?
No, I was born in Buffalo.
Great. That's your connection to us. We like to hear that.
And went to school there, and the government decided to hire me.
Well, it was probably a good choice on their behalf.
Pardon me?
It's probably a very good choice on their behalf. Very good.
Well, I'm happy.
Well, if you're happy, Fred, we're happy too. Okay, have a good rainy day. If you want to get cheered up, call Mark Poloncarz. He'll cheer you up. Thanks, Fred. Thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Call Mark.
Yeah.
I could use some cheering up.
Poloncarz is like, wow. He's like he just told us that the Easter Bunny is dead. I mean, there's no hope coming from his voice. Couldn't he fake it a little bit? Just say, you know, maybe it might if we all do what we're supposed to be doing and the sun shines on us. No, none of that stuff. None of that stuff.
Doom and gloom, doom and gloom.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we'll take a break and then we'll come back with some of the texts. We've got a lot of texts and Facebook and all kinds of stuff like that. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Back after this. Buzzy, we have lots and lots of Facebook. Why don't you lay a couple on us, please?
Oh, I would love to, Sandy. We will start with the first question. Fans in the stands. I like it. If allowed, will you attend sporting events? Mary says, since I didn't before, no, but because of the virus, I probably would stay away for at least a year or two. I think a vaccine or testing, enough testing to test every time someone goes into the stadium should be necessary before we think of full stadiums.
And you know what we're doing now, whether people will want to admit it or not, I think a majority of the people right now are watching to see what they said, 45 out of the 50 states have opened up something so far, 45. And I think we're all watching it. We're all watching to see if there's any spikes in those states that are starting to open things. If there aren't, and the curve stays flat or gets even flatter, then I think we'd be a little more confident in trying to dip our toe in the water. But I think a lot of people are like her in her last sentence, when she said she might wait a while and dip her toe. And that means a lot of different things. Going to the games, just going to any event where there are people. And think about it. An event, in order to be popular, obviously needs people. Yeah, you can do it on a screen, but it's not the same. And we need human interaction where, you're talking to somebody. You're not always touching somebody, but you're almost always talking to them and thinking, am I 6 feet away? Are they wearing a mask? Am I wearing a mask? You know, I wear a mask. I've only been out twice, and both times in the car, I never got out of the car. Bernie's been out a little bit more than that, and very, very limited access. So that's the way it's going to be. We're going to have a nice little thing going on tonight that maybe I'll tell you about it tomorrow. But Buzzy, another goodie for us. Lay one on the table. Yeah.
A goodie, yes. Let's go with Mike this time. And Mike says, I have been craving for sports. Ooh, sounds like me. I've been craving for sports. You know what? I would take the chances. If they allowed fans in the stadium, I'd be there for the home opener. I hope there's at least some capacity of fans for the kickoff. Watching a game in an empty stadium would not be the same.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the same, but I think, first of all, you'd be surprised if they inserted, say they didn't tell you, and they didn't show the stands. It'd be hard to do it without showing the stands, but if they didn't tell you, you probably wouldn't even know. It's not the old laugh tracks of Leave It to Beaver. They have much, you know, much more current, up-to-date, realistic laugh tracks or applause tracks or ooh and ah tracks. That's what they have. You probably wouldn't even know it. But shooting a football, they shoot races, but I don't think they could shoot a football game without you knowing it if there was nobody in the stands. And you're right. Half of it is building up and building up. You know when you're driving in the last 45 seconds of the game, passes are thrown and fingertip catches, and all of that stuff leads to a high level of excitement. It's what makes football. And taking that away is, I think you'd be watering down your product. I really do. All right, let's see. You have another, if you would.
Yeah, and by the way, we are 6 days away from the return of NASCAR. So just a little something to look forward to.
Where are they running? Down at the big track?
I think Darlington's the first
Darlington.
The first return, yep.
Okay. Who do you guys like in NASCAR this year?
Oh, I'm all in on Denny Hamlin.
Hey, okay, how about you, Tony?
Chase Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
Chase Elliott. Chase is the man.
Yeah, I was a fan of his father, Awesome Bill from Dawsonville, so I'll continue that.
Very good. You even know all the things. You still watching that fake race where they take a race out of 5 years ago and then they put a little cardboard dashboard and steering wheel?
No, but I did watch, what was it yesterday, 1986 from Watkins Glen, and that was pretty cool. Back when you would see Oldsmobiles and Buicks racing, and you don't see that anymore.
Before my time.
Listen to this. Yesterday, I was watching some Naked and Afraid. Now, first of all, there's nothing sexy at all about Naked and Afraid, just so you'll know. It's just a catch-on. First thing they do is they blur everything. They digitize everything. But the contestants, and that is a very tough show, the contestants come on, the last ones of the day. They had a fireman, and I mean, he looked like he should be on the calendar for firemen. Had a mustache, big burly muscles, got a couple of well-placed tattoos, and he's also an EMT. So I'm thinking, wow, a fireman who's an EMT, who's tattooed, this is the man. He's going to do it, okay? And for the woman, she has three children, looks like a normal woman, not overly muscled or anything, but she has three kids, and she's in the Army Reserve. So I'm thinking, wow, between the firemen and the Army Reserve, there's a lot of natural skills going in there. This is going to be great, okay? The firemen lasted 2 days out of 21. 2 days, and he had to get out of there. He couldn't do it anymore. 2 days. Meanwhile, the woman was sensational. They actually had to carry her out of there. On the day that they were going to pick her up and then the contest was going to end because she had second-degree hypothermia, and they thought she could be seriously hurt, maybe even die. So she did not want to leave. They had to carry her out. So yeah, sometimes we use stereotypes. Ooh, burly fireman. Didn't quite make up what our image of him was, but the woman was sensational. And overall, as I watch this show, the women do better than the men do. They really do. So there's any kind of stereotype of muscles and things like that making a difference in these kind of things. The kind of wildlife they have to avoid, poisonous snakes, bugs, all kinds of stuff. It's not an easy job. Not an easy job at all. Mr. Beamer, it's an easier job than yours, Joe, so give me another Facebook.
Yeah, next question. If a COVID vaccine becomes available, will you get it? Eric says, yes. I have a heart condition. This virus mainly affects the lungs, but I heard that someone died after it attacked his heart. I had a valve replaced in 2015. I was diagnosed with AFib. If the vaccine was here, I would definitely get it immediately.
Yeah, I would too. I'm in the high risk area. I'm also diabetic. But there's no question I would do it. I get the regular vaccine every year, and that's they roll the dice on that one. They have to guess what strain we might be looking at in the following winter. I usually get it as soon as the signs come out, and as soon as they start telling us to get it, I get it.
I had read that only 60% of Americans get the flu vaccine every year.
Yeah, the number is startling. But just as I said many times, remember, no matter what you think the odds are, somebody wins the lottery. There's no game in the world that's bigger odds than that. It's we have a population of 330, I think, a million people, and those are the approximate odds. Think about it like this: just take your family and stand in the living room, and your odds of winning are 1 in 8 or something like that. So if you really consider the odds, you would never play the lottery. But what they sell, and the reason they sell, is because somebody does win. And sometimes you win something you don't want, and that might be the virus. So now did you notice that, I think it was yesterday or the day before, where Governor Cuomo said there have been some problems now with children? I think there were between 5 and 8 children who had it. And so everybody thought children were out of bounds with this, but you never know. They changed positions on things. Remember our initial, I wish we had a tape of our original show talking about what they were talking about. Several things have changed from the experts in the field. As the virus changes, the things we have to do change. They said, you know, it's not striking children at all, and now it is striking children, not to a large degree, but it is striking children. They told us about masks, and we find out that masks are really to protect other people from us, not to protect them from us. Okay? Constantly, as the virus and its path of destruction changes, so do the instructions from the people that know what they're talking about. So
that continues to go down to who do you believe? And yeah. I said this when all of this broke, because we were getting different opinions from doctors, scientists, politicians. Everybody had a different opinion, and it's been that way throughout this whole time that we've been isolated, and it goes down to who do you believe?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, doctors have always been conservative. Every once in a while, I get somebody who's off the charts, but most of the time, they're very conservative. And I think that that's a good way to be in medicine. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. Governor's on at 11:30 today from Rochester.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With Beach and Company, do you prefer to work at home? Maybe you're working at home now, and as things get looser, they'll shuffle you back to the main building, or maybe they won't. See, that's the key. Employers, if they're finding that it's more cost-effective and the job productivity has not dropped off, they might be letting you stay there. Who knows? Also, fans in the stands. We've heard Mark Poloncarz, Mr. Cheerful, say, there may not be any football. We must be ready for it. Do not think you can automatically go to a game. So we don't know. But would you go to the stadium to see a football game if people are allowed? And if you would go, when would you go? I definitely wouldn't go to the first game. And it would depend on if the second game was the next week or not. But we would be doing what everybody else is doing and what they're doing now. They're checking with places. 45 states have loosened up something, seeing if there's any spike there. If there is, it's going to really spook a lot of people from going to a crowded venue. And if there is a vaccine discovered for COVID-19, would you take it? And the three of us said we would take it. Okay, let's go to line one, Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
I don't think I'd go, Sandy. I really don't.
I would be very cautious about going.
The one thing that scares me, the other day I heard Dubai, the country Dubai is... they're having problems there. If I'm not mistaken, at this time of year, I don't know what their weather is over there. And I'm thinking it's warm. And if
I think it's always warm.
Yeah. And if they've got it there, I don't know if we're going to be out of the woods yet.
Yeah, we were told that warm weather is a good fighter against this, but they've changed other things they've told us, so I don't know if I believe this. I think I'll believe in the actual numbers of states that have opened up certain things to see if there's been any spike or if it's been on a natural curve. I wouldn't just run out to do it, I can tell you that.
What about the players? That's a contact sport.
Of course it is, and they sweat. And they're wearing pads and helmets and whatever. Yeah, I guess they could put gloves on too. I don't know how much access the mask would give the virus a chance to go to your face. I don't think you could wear a mask under it. That's not reasonable. I don't know. I think it would be real iffy. What if there was a shot for it, a vaccine for it, Daryl? Would you take it?
You'd have to. I think in this case, I'm in the same boat. Well, not the same exact boat as you, but I got age against me, you know, going to be 70 here this year. And I'm going, you really have second thoughts about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, I also have diabetes, which ever notice that whenever they list things you shouldn't have, diabetes is always there. So, I don't take any chances. There's no point in it. You know, I'm not much, but I'm all I've got.
Well,
if you don't count Bernie.
Well, your immune system with your other problem is probably not back up to par yet.
Yeah, I had prostate cancer and rang the bell on that. And I go every 6 months to Roswell to get that check. Well, I think you and I basically are in the same. We'd be very cautious to go to the game. Thank you. Thank you, Daryl. Yeah, I think that's going to be the prevailing thought. Shall we say. Don't forget today at the, 11:30, the governor will be in Rochester. Mr. Beamer, you're not in Rochester, you're here. Give me a couple of Facebooks, please.
All right, and talking about the vaccine, asking that question on Facebook. Steve says, no, I have a friend who is a pharmacist, pro-vaccine, says that we should wait 5 to 10 years of human trials before trusting the vaccine to large numbers.
5 to 10 years? Wow. I mean, you know, I understand that they're slow moving. I understand they have to be. The last thing they would want is put out a billion pills for something or a billion shots and then find out that they're worse for you than the vaccine was. Can't do that. But, I think our recovery period is going to be in years. At first, I was hoping it would just be in months, but I'm thinking from what I've been reading about the airplane manufacturers and everybody on the vacation cycle and everybody giving it a good guess is that they're guessing a few months ahead, but almost all of them hedge their bet. With a prediction here and there of a year or more. What have you guys been hearing? About the same thing I've been hearing? Are you hearing?
I heard this morning as far as economic recovery could take 10 years. Over the weekend, I watched a video of a doctor, I think his name, Dr. Zachary Birch or Bush, brilliant guy, and he was talking about how most viruses are gone within 2 years. So if we can get by and it does disappear in 2 years, like he says, then we'll be in good shape.
But, I mean, like today we just heard that the Taste of Buffalo has been canceled. Virtually everything that stands in its way gets canceled and because there's so much preparation. All of these the music festivals, the concerts, and I think it would be the same thing. I would put a concert in the exact same classification as an NFL game.
I like the one idea that's being floated for concerts and doing it, you know, they're talking about doing graduations at drive-in and drive-in theater type deal where you're sitting in your car and, you're obviously social distant and you can enjoy a live band that way.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea because one thing we've seen on the ones that are on television, we've seen several of them now, and the one thing we learned, nice try, is that it's not the same. Believe me, it's not the same. A lot of these artists don't have much of a voice, and it really shows up a cappella.
It really does.
It really does. Because I've always thought, boy, you must really have to have a great voice to be a singer. And then all these multi-platinum, first of all, any country artist that's introduced to anybody, they're always multi-platinum. You ever notice that? They're always sensations and all this. They're stars, every one of them, even if they just picked up the guitar Tuesday. But then you hear them sing. Some of them don't really have much of a voice. But they get produced in the studio. They get multi-tracked, and they look good. They went out and bought a brand-new buckle. And they're ready to go, you know what I mean?
Auto-tune's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So have you guys noticed that? Even some artists you like, you know, I thought they were a little bit better than that.
Yeah, the old vocal cords don't stay in shape forever. Things like smoking, drinking take its toll on it. But you get somebody like Steve Perry, his voice hasn't given up at all.
Well, until he passed away, obviously, I love the voice of George Jones. Because George Jones and Ray Charles had something in common. Their material was different, but their approach was the same. They get into the lyrics of that song, and it's not all loud, you know, riffs here and there. They get into the lyrics, they grab it by the neck, and just they ring it out right in front of you. They're just amazing, soulful artists. Yeah, when you hear, you know, that's a soul artist, you think of certain artists that that have great soulful music. And there's nothing like it. Because as you get older, what you do is when you first start listening to music, you love it because of the famous line to Dick Clark on American Bandstand, "I'll give it an 8, you can dance to it." Okay? They like the sound and the dance. But as you get older and the lyrics come, and you say, "Oh, that's what that song means." And usually that will come during a moment of tragedy, some real heavy moment in your lifespan. And then you hear that song, which you've been listening to your whole life. And as a disc jockey, a song I probably played my whole life. And then you finally hear the lyrics and the door opens. That happened to you guys where you finally realize what the songwriter was saying?
Yeah, definitely. What was it? One of them was Cats in the Cradle and the other Eyes Wide Open by Creed. Those two.
Oh, very good. How about you, Buzzy?
Yeah, I've had it. I can't think of the particular song now, but you know, hearing the same song and 5 years later for me, because as we learned earlier in the show, it takes a while for me to catch on, I finally get the meaning of the song.
Yeah, but when you do, it's really an eye-opener. And it may be a song you dance to, maybe a song you love, if you were on the air, maybe a song you played, but now finally you realize it. It's an eye-opener. Let's take a break. That's an eye-opener, too, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, the agenda for today is, do you prefer to work at home? This is the first time that I've done any work from here, from my house, and it's better than I thought it was. It's not perfect, but it's certainly acceptable, but it's not perfect. And you always strive for perfect, as far as I can see. And it's the same with everybody. Television, radio, everybody that's remote, we got the same situation. But do you prefer to work away from the main office building? Maybe you get more work done because there's less interruptions. But if you have kids at home, maybe there's more interruptions. So it might be difficult, depending on what your job is, for you to do it with the kids that are running around the house. And they do run around at any age. Fans in the stands. Mark Poloncarz does not think that you're going to see anything like you're used to seeing in the NFL, and he might be right on that. Will you go? Will you go, and when would you go if you would decide to go? And what about the vaccine? If they suddenly come up with one, would you take it? Let's go to line one, my friend Don. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing in this wonderful day down here, anyway?
I can't speak for Tony, but I can speak for myself, and I'm saying fabulous.
That's what I want to hear.
What's going on, Don?
Your questions.
Yes. Do you prefer to work at home? Did you ever have to work at home?
Never. I have never worked at home. If I have, I've forgotten it. So it's not that important, but I know if I was still doing what I last did, I would have to be doing it from home because that's what everybody there is currently doing.
Okay. I always thought it'd be interesting to work from home, but I like to, on a talk format, when you're working with two other people, I think the visual is very important because you can get a feel of the room. And know when to move on, when to cut it short, you know, that sort of thing. You're working in the dark at home. You kind of have to guess at it. It's better than nothing, and it's not bad, but I don't think it's the best.
I can understand that. I know you'd have to depend considerably on the computer to do it, and so you better be pretty literate with it in order to do it properly.
Yeah, I have the giant Apple screen here, And I've got an iPad here that my assistant, the lovely Bernadette, is helping me with, plus the people back at the station. So I have access to all the information I need, and it seems to be right there. What about seats in the game, seats at the stadium? Do you think that they will allow people in, or will they play to empty stadiums or not play at all? What do you think?
Well, football has a ways to go yet before we have to figure out the answer to that. But I don't know. It's a 50-50 to me as far as whether they're going to even play. And
the only sport that I can see that could be fairly easy to play like this is baseball. There is some contact, but baseball would be the most. But the seating, forget the game itself. But just a seating arrangement, how do you do that? If you need two seats on each side and two seats front and back, that's eight seats for one paying seat. That's not good business. I don't know how you do that.
No, I don't. I mean, it doesn't seem like it would be cost effective for the teams to do that. But I don't know. But let's put it this way. Personally, even under optimum conditions, like if we didn't have this virus at all, I would much prefer staying home watching the game than going anyway.
Yeah, I do too, because you find out everything that's actually going on. You can hear the count if you pay attention, and it's not the same when you're out there. Yeah, the only thing that's better is the thing that's least likely to come, and that would be the sound and feel of the crowd. When you're actually at a game and you have that sound and feel, it really puts you into part ownership of that game. When you're watching it on television, it's more passive, but you get more out of the game. And if you're a real football fan, you might even think that that's a better presentation.
Well, I think it is. I mean, let's face it, the bathroom might be 10 feet away to one way and the kitchen's about 15 feet away the other direction. You can't beat that with anything.
You're absolutely right, my friend, as you usually are. Okay, I got to run. Thanks, Don. Have a good day. We'll be back with more Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.